Good morning, everyone. My name is Peyton Harper, and I am the Manager of Stewardship and Sustainability Programs at the Fertilizer Institute in Washington, D.C. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. What we would like to speak with you about is an industry-wide effort that has really been led by a wide variety of partners associated with the Fertilizer Institute from across the country and across the world, really delving into the value of proper nutrient stewardship and how utilizing nutrients currently available in soils and reducing inputs and economic inputs, as well as reducing the amount of environmental impacts that we have through proper nutrient utilization, can really contribute to soil health and overall the overall agricultural economy of the world and the U.S. For this, we've developed a program called the 4 R's of Nutrient Stewardship, an economically, environmentally, and socially sustainable crop nutrition. Before we really delve deep into what the 4 R's are and how they can be associated with nutrient stewardship, I'd like to give you a little bit more background on fertilizer, a little bit more of some of the key words that we catch from here and now. This is a word cloud. Is anybody in here familiar with word clouds? Well, we've been able to utilize them in some of our previous meetings for folks to show us what they think of when they think of the word fertilizer. And as you can tell here, the majority of the things are very positive. But of course, there's still some negative bias out there in regards to what fertilizers actually do and their actual usage and utilization. With that, 50% of all food production is a result of fertilizer usage. We've all heard the numbers. There's going to be 3 billion more people in the world by 2050, with approximately 1.5 billion of those becoming growing up in Asia, as well as another 1 billion in Africa, leaving approximately 500 million people split between Europe and the Americas. Well, today, our trend in crops and also our trends in production are not there to meet those needs. We feel that through the use of proper fertilizer nutrient utilization, we'll be able to meet this, especially whenever you look at the amount of cropland. Cropland in the world is not expanding. There's approximately 1.2 billion acres of cropland in the U.S. currently under production and capable of production standards. With that, we know that we're going to have to be producing more on less ground in order to actually make up the difference to feed the world. And that really boils down to one thing. That is the essential goal of agriculture. Agriculture, since the inception, has had one main goal: to produce food and fiber to feed oneself and one's community. Today, that community is growing, and the number of folks in it are increasing dramatically. Sustainability has never been more of a key buzzword than it is today. And through the use of proper fertilizer and nutrient use, we believe that we can help to establish a more sustainable agricultural economy, simultaneously improve productivity and efficiency, and improve overall agricultural production while contributing to the social well-being and minimizing environmental impacts. And that brings us to the 4 R's of nutrient stewardship. Our programs are how we believe that we can establish a base work and a framework for producers and industry stakeholders alike to use in order to better manage nutrients and fertilizers that they're putting into the soils and that are already there. By applying the right fertilizer source at the right rate, at the right time, and in the right place, a producer can now look back at what they are doing. They have a framework to lay against their operation. The basis of the 4 R's is to help everyone meet productivity and production goals. Whenever you look at the right source that matches the proper fertilizer type to crop needs, there's a variety of best management practices associated with every one of the 4 R's that help individual producers know what exactly they need in order to meet the goal of that particular R or right practice. Using the right source, well, can be as simple as grid soil sampling. People who know exactly what their soils are deficient in or what they have in excess or abundance of know what they need and do not need to apply to that upcoming cropping season. Applying the right rate, matching the exact amount necessary for each individual crop or each individual field, is a necessity in today's world, especially with rising input costs and just the overall cost of doing business today. Applying in the right place makes nutrients available when the crops need them. Of course, a lot of this is viable now today through precision agricultural techniques. We are able to be sure that we are not simply broadcasting on frozen fields where the majority of runoff might have a higher economic or environmental impact than it currently would in the past. Today, we are able to precisely put in crop nutrients where they are needed. Doing this allows producers a wide range of new opportunities. They are able to apply crop nutrients at times throughout the year where it may not necessarily have been available in the past. And applying the right nutrients at the right time to keep the nutrients where the crops can use them. Now, of course, with transportation needs, storage capacities, there are certain places and certain production areas that will always, or more than likely, always have to be applying at certain times of the year to keep up with the demand for the nutrient usage as well as their cropping schedules. With this is something that we completely understand, and that is what makes the 4Rs so unique. The 4Rs are very site-specific to each individual producer. Anyone who's been involved in agriculture for long knows that just because you grow in one field across the street from the other, you're not necessarily going to have the same results. Soil types, fields, different environmental impacts, and different layouts and topography can have large impacts on how you can produce in different areas. 4Rs make it available for producers to lay that framework against their own operations, to individually apply these goals and these practices to meet their best needs. Implementing the 4Rs on the farm is really as simple as you want to make it or as complex as a producer wants to make it. They simply establish their own goals. They identify farm-specific economic, social, and environmental goals for the cropping system should address. They then select the best management practices that meet these needs and integrate those best management practices as needed. And of course, what really brings the 4Rs around today is being able to document exactly what it is that you are doing. We'll delve in a little bit more to statewide and national efforts that are going about using 4R nutrient stewardship and putting more of a label on it for certain areas. However, as we all know, getting ahead of the curve is the game in agriculture. And with a producer who is able to look back and say that they are applying the 4Rs of nutrient stewardship into their operation is hopefully being ahead of the curve, showing those around them that eat and use the food and fiber they produce every day, that they are doing it in the most economically, environmentally, and socially sound way possible. I always like to point out the oval. All the 4Rs meet together because they all work together and build upon one another to meet these goals of a producer. When someone is able to reduce input cost and increase yields, their economic viability increases. When that happens, their social outcomes become quite a bit higher. They're able to buy new equipment, able to make new jobs, produce more for those around them in their community, and live to a higher social well-being. With all of these things done, being able to focus more on the environment is definitely not necessarily an afterthought, but it is a privilege, and they look at it as an exact goal that they know they have to meet today, especially with rising environmental impacts from across the country, and especially today with new regulations. Folks like to be able to look out and say that they are using the 4Rs of nutrient stewardship to be ahead of that curve. 4Rs, guided by science, proven through research. All 4R nutrient stewardship practices and the Rs are definitely backed by scientific research. Today, we are helping to fuel that effort even more by proving our dedication to research through our 4R Research Fund. There has been over $7 million currently dedicated to researching 4R-specific practices and 4R-specific impacts. Today, we have 5 projects that are currently funded and also 4 other research projects in the works. All of these projects have only taken up a little over $2 million of the current $7 million that has been pledged to the 4R Research Fund. We are hoping to have several more requests for proposals put out within the next 2 years in order to bring in more research and to expand our current research from what we have. A few of the projects currently in development now are meta-analysis projects that we're hoping to have viable input and viable research back from by the end of next year. At that point, we're looking to host some type of symposium in 2015 towards the later part of the year to show folks what we have come up with, what we're working towards, and to release new requests for proposals to enhance current 4R nutrient stewardship practices and research. The fertilizer industry members perform independent research on their own, and we're hoping to be able to combine what we are doing through the 4R Research Fund with what independent industry researchers are currently working on to form a database of research that we can then look back on and others can access in order to help improve their overall nutrient stewardship practices, whether or not they are 4R specific or whether or not they just slightly incorporate them into their own operations. The best place to look up anything you would like to know on nutrient stewardship and our funding is at nutrientstewardship.org/funding. This is where all requests for proposals and updates to the program will be released and will also be updated periodically with new inputs that we've received from researchers. Nutrient stewardship across the U.S. is growing and expanding at a very high increasing rate. Currently, there are several state efforts underway, including one in Ohio and surrounding the Western Lake Erie Basin for 4R nutrient certification programs. This has been a program headed by the Ohio Agribusiness Association and backed by the Fertilizer Institute, as well as other partners, including the International Plant Nutrition Institute. We are working with Ohio residents and those surrounding the Western Lake Erie Basin to put together a certification for retailers, to where a retailer can go through and document that they are following 4R specific practices and best management practices set up through the Ohio program to label different producers that they work with as 4R certified. Hopefully this will put out a better overall message for what the 4Rs are doing and what folks in the area are practicing in order to better utilize nutrient management, especially with the issues that have been happening in the area over the past year and over the past couple of years. This is definitely a movement that has been working and gaining speed and gaining, it's rolling downhill. We are seeing a very positive snowball effect from what is going on through this 4R certification program in Ohio and expanding into other states. Illinois is currently working on coming up with new nitrogen reduction strategies and better fertilizer utilization strategies that enhance their 4R efforts. Pennsylvania, as well as the Chesapeake Bay areas, are also working on coming up with certification programs that show their 4R practices and how they can apply them to individual producers in their areas as well. But all of this really means nothing until you can get the word out there to individual producers. We have a very great program, a very specific program to producers, called our 4R Advocate Program. Our 4R Advocate Program utilizes actual producers and growers in various areas who are practicing 4R best management practices in their operations. Each year we select five new winners to be what we consider our 4R advocates. Our 4R advocates are then used to spread the word not only in their local community, but they are also used at different various conferences, different various speaking occasions from across the U.S. and even in Washington, D.C., where the Fertilizer Institute operates. We will bring them in to come and speak to congressional committees, speak to subcommittee hearings on agriculture, in order for folks to truly understand how the 4Rs play a part, not just on a national level or a state level, but how they impact individual producers' lives. And by doing this and spreading the word in individual communities, we're helping to build a grassroots effort of 4R nutrient stewardship. Because at the end of the day, producers have really been doing the 4Rs for many, many years. And now we are helping to put a label on this. We're helping to put a positive program for an agricultural campaign to spread the word about the positivity of nutrient stewardship and how it's helping American agriculture to grow and to succeed and to strive through the many years to come. We also offer a wide range of 4R educational materials that are available to really anyone who's interested in learning more about the program. We offer a wide range of literature, including 4R pocket guides, which break down our entire 4R process and program currently. And we also offer a wide range of individual certification programs, individual education programs that we then put out there through our advocacy and through our advocates. Online training modules that go through different agronomic and different aspects dealing with the four R's are currently available on nutrientstewardship.org. We currently have 10 different training modules that are available, and we're currently working to have them certified as CEUs. Within the next couple of months, someone will be able to go to nutrientstewardship.org, take our online module course, and then be able to go and take a test to certify them for one CEU for taking the course. We're hoping to spread the word on this and definitely hoping to make a difference in CCAs and other people who are interested in agriculture and the agronomy community. Four R's in the industry. The four R's have only really been around as a program now for a little over 4 years, but our partners have grown substantially since the inception of this program. We now have over 90 4R partners who are independent from necessarily the Fertilizer Institute or other partner organizations. These are specific to our 4R efforts, and they have a wide range of folks, everyone from John Deere, Case IH, all the way down to individual seed producers such as Syngenta, Dow AgroSciences, Monsanto, are all a part of our 4R partnership efforts because they see the need to better educate and to better utilize nutrients and how that can really lead to a larger sustainability effort throughout the country and the world. At the end of the day, the 4R nutrient stewardship effort grows upon itself. Yes, we start with an idea and we start with a framework. And from this framework, we grow into actual practices. Actual practices grow to results, and our results grow back to feeding the world. And each step along that chain grows upon one another and builds upon the goals set in individual production levels. 4R nutrient stewardship is something that we are working and hoping to gain speed and looking for any way that we can get the word out there to new members and to new folks who are interested in better fertilizer nutrients stewardship. With that, anything else that we can help with or anything else you ever may have questions on, nutrientstewardship.org is your place for all the information, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that someone may have. Thank you.
Questions for Peyton?
Yes. As it currently stands, and as I talked about a little bit, so many different best management practices are so site-specific for different areas and different regions of the country that it's hard for us to put an exact label on what we would consider a best management practice, because something that may work in Illinois may not necessarily work in Southern California. However, what we are putting together is a document of hopefully a metrics document that will measure inputs as compared to outputs. If you can overlay this on any operation currently in the world and you are following by inputting this different metric, are you resulting in this output? Once we have more of a basis on that, and that's something that's currently under development for us to get out there and to process and to publish to the rest of the world, for folks to be able to use individual operations to measure their best management practices in relation to 4R nutrient stewardship efforts. Individual programs such as GAP are definitely something we are not opposed to pairing with at all. What we're really looking at now is the more steam that we gain and the more widespread notoriety that we have with it, anyone and everyone that can implement 4R nutrient stewardship along the pathway to their own sustainability programs, we're very happy to help with in any way that we can. As far as individual partnership efforts right now, moving in with any other individual programs are not currently underway simply because we're growing the 4Rs in so many ways of our own. But if any other partnership efforts ever came available or ever came an opportunity for us to participate, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you all so much.